He will come.
Hello, my name is Greg, and this is your daily nerd Devo. If you build it, he will come. It's the oft-quoted line from Field of Dreams. The main character, Ray Kinsella, hears the voice in his cornfield and later describes his feelings towards it as, "We're dealing with primal forces of nature here. When primal forces of nature tell you to do something, the prudent thing is to not quibble over details." Ray was not the only corn farmer in Iowa. There were many. Any farmer could have dug up their fields and built a baseball diamond there, but they would not have been the ones to receive the call. Just as King David had the wealth, time, love for God, and almost everything else he would need to build a temple for God. What he did not have was the calling. That was instead given to his son Solomon, as we see written in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 3 and 6. "But God said to me, 'You may not build a house for my name, for you are a man of war and have shed blood.' He said to me, 'It is Solomon your son who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father.'" During the opening narration, Ray says, "Until I heard the voice, I had never done a crazy thing in my life." Sometimes the calling may be to do something easy. Sometimes it will be harder or stranger than you could ever imagine. But the important thing is that you listen to it. Because Ray listened to the voice, interesting events occurred. Throughout history and the Word of God, people have heard the call of the Father. I encourage you to listen for Him. God has made each of us for a purpose. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Greg for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, this land is made of love and peace.